continuing with Chapter 18 of Keith Lowe's Savage Continent, Europe in the Aftermath of World War II, The Ethnic Cleansing of Ukraine and Poland. The difference between the massacres at Sawadka, Morochowska, and the pogrom in Kielce is that the former were carried out by the army rather than by an unruly mob. The harassment and murder of Jews in Poland was a popular phenomenon inspired by widespread anti-Semitism. It was a consequence, not of government action, but of government inaction. And my comment on this, the distinction being a matter of state tactics, not state unscrupulousness. And it must be reiterated, the global state statesmen plan. And as Adam Smith said, their interest from their self-proclaimed position of authority means they view events from the global vantage. And given that, we must ask, who benefits? To the victor goes the spoils. Who benefits? Kissinger provides a hint, quote, in a period of general upheaval, a country that maintains domestic authority is in a position to exploit chaos in neighboring states for larger international objectives, unquote, from World Order. Who benefits? Recall Truman's words in 1941, quote, if we see that Germany is winning, we ought to help Russia, and if Russia is winning, we ought to help Germany, and in that way let them kill as many as possible, unquote. Who benefits by this mindset? When will we say enough is enough? We are done with it. I mean, who could say that among we the people? None. Continuing. Anti-Semites felt free to attack Jews because they were confident that they would not be punished for doing so. In the event, several of the perpetrators of the Kielce pogrom were tried and even executed for their crimes. The massacre of Ukrainian speakers at Zavadka Morochowska, by contrast, followed on directly from official government policy. The army had been sent to southeast Poland specifically to get rid of the Ukrainian population there. Unlike the Jews, who were merely encouraged to flee, Ukrainians were deliberately chased out, and when they refused to go, were killed or forcibly removed. If, as at Zavadka Morochowska, the army was somewhat overzealous in its actions, it was not, generally speaking, sanctioned for them. The most important thing from the government's point of view was that they were successful. Zavadka Morochowska was just one event in thousands. The persecution and expulsion of ethnic minorities occurred throughout Europe, especially in central and eastern parts of the continent. But events in Poland were particularly important, partly because this was the country where the most comprehensive ethnic cleansing took place, but also because the Polish-Ukrainian problem had such huge consequences for the rest of Europe. It was the nationalist tensions unleashed here that finally brought the Soviets round to the idea of harnessing nationalism for their own ends, not only in Poland, but in the whole of the Eastern Bloc. And it was the mutual expulsion of Poles and Ukrainians that would provide the template for ethnic cleansing throughout the continent. However, before one can truly understand events in villages like Zawadka Morochowska, it's necessary to go right back to the beginning. As many historians have pointed out, the ethnic cleansing of Poland did not occur in isolation, but in the aftermath of the greatest war of all time. Poles did not remove Ukrainians simply for the sake of it. It was only the huge events of the war that made such a radical move either desirable or possible.